Welcome to The Convo. I am your host, Lakeisha Mosley. I'm a mom, a blogger, a brand influencer, and the event producer of my own event management company called The LM Experience. On The Convo, you'll hear conversations with some of the most profound entrepreneurs from all over the world as they share with us their wins and their losses. They'll also share tips and tricks with you that will help you be successful along this journey called entrepreneurship. Let's get started with the show. Therese Sherrell, New Orleans native, is a mother, minister-elect, speaker, relationship coach, and the author of the book, Live, Learn, Love, with an Open Heart. She's the co-author of Unshakable Faith and the co-editor of QRTM Magazine. She's also the founder of Transforming Consciously, where she inspires and teaches others how to set healthy boundaries, stay true to themselves, and maintain healthy relationships in their lives. Therese teaches us that relationships are critical and necessary to our existence and our development as successful, loving, and happy human beings. Good evening, Therese. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I am doing fantastic. Now that we get the chat home, girl, from the N.O.,
and I'm from yes, 504 for sure.
Right. I'm from that 318.
All right.
Gosh, I'm so excited to talk with you this evening. So I want to first start with you telling the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Therese Sherrell. I'm from New Orleans. I am an author, speaker, relationship coach, and a minister-elect. I attend the City of Love under Bishop Love and Pastor Fran Love. I have a master's in business administration. I am the mother of one daughter. And that's pretty much about it. Well, it's so much more, but we can get into that later. But that's pretty much what you need to know at this time.
Right, right. So we're going to jump right on into stuff, sis, because I definitely want to talk about this book and what you got going on. So tell me the title of your book.
So the title of my book is Live, Learn, Love with an Open Heart, Life Lessons on Cultivating Healthy and Meaningful Relationships.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about what inspired that title, because that's a good one.
Thank you. So there was actually a few things that inspired the title, but the most important thing was it was inspired by Indy Irie. She's one of my favorite artists, and she had an album out. I believe it was Volume 1, Testimony, Like a Relationship.
Right.
And I would just listen to this song, I mean, for days and hours on end, repeating, and it just spoke to me. And you know, really good music does that. You know, it just speaks to your soul. And the feelings that it invoked in me, it was so many things that I was experiencing and feeling just listening to this music. So when the opportunity came about to write the book, I was like, I already know what I want to write about. I want to write about relationships, and this is my title, because I think that relationships are so crucial, and we don't always acknowledge and appreciate them for what they are in our lives.
That's true. That is so true. I love that title. Like, it just talks about so many different aspects of relationship. Like, just hearing it, I'm like, okay, I know I got to get this book. This is all about relationships, and that's really... As humans, relationships are very, very important for us in growth, you know, emotionally, spiritually, all of those things. So What do you think is the most important relationship of all?
The most important relationship, I would say, outside of the relationship with God, of course, your spiritual, will be the relationship with yourself. And I say that because if I don't love myself and know how to treat myself, how can I love you? How can I expect someone else to love me? You know, I have to be that example. Yes. But in the book, I speak about the different types of relationships. So it's not just, you know, romantic. I speak about familial, casual, platonic, romantic and professional, and mm-hmm. I speak about how these relationships influence us and the role that they play in our lives. Right. I like to say that all relationships are lessons and blessings, even the ones that don't always work out. And there is something that we can learn from each relationship. You know, while they are not all created equally, each one has the power to teach us about life, ourselves, and how to deal with others. So I'm really big on just helping people to really acknowledge and appreciate, because, you know, we'll be in relationships or have relationships, and when they're over, we just toss them to the side like it never existed.
Right.
Really, you know, embrace the lesson that they taught us. So I really just, you know, and experience it at myself. That's why I can write about it. Just really thinking about the relationships that have shaped me into the woman that I am today.
Right, right. And that's so, like, important. And I'm so glad that you talked about that there are different types of relationships, because sometimes I think we forget about that. Like, we just think about the love. You know, right. Relationship. We don't consider all the relationships, you know, that go into just living and being right. as we, you know, deal with different people or in relation with other people. So I think right. that I'm glad that you talked about that. So you wrote a book on relationships. You know, what made you decide relationships of all topics? Because, you know, those can get a little sticky sometimes. But what was it that made you decide
to talk about all relationships?
Yeah, what made you decide to write a book on relationships?
Well, the opportunity presented itself when I became affiliated with the All Access Foundation, and okay. Cece Harrison, who was the CEO and founder of the group, she was also the CEO of my church here in New Orleans, the City of Love. Mm-hmm. And she has a nonprofit mentoring organization. And it mentored young girls and women in four categories: going back to school, starting a business, becoming a homeowner, or writing a book. So since I have the MBA, I wasn't really thinking about going back to school. Mm-hmm. I was doing credit repair and credit restoration, so I wasn't really worrying about the business aspect of it. The homeownership piece kind of came in with the credit, and the only other option was writing, but it wasn't the only other option. It was the option, because okay. as I share in a book, I've always loved to write and speak and read. So I started writing really what would have been my first book at about 8 or 9 years old. Mm-hmm. Just talking about life and relationships and growing up, pretty much, you know, the things that are in this book, but I started at that time. So right. for me, when the opportunity presented itself, it was like a full circle moment. It was like, okay, you know, life happened, I stopped writing, and mm-hmm. then while it came back 20 years later, this is your opportunity, this mm-hmm. is your time. So when we sat down and I said, I want to write the book, and she's like, okay, let's do it. What do you want to write about? And I'm like, okay, this is my title, this is my outline. She was like, wow, you know, you mostly, you know, what you want to write about, people have to think about it. Right. But girl, I had my tentative chapter outline because I knew I wanted to address faith, family, finances, friends, you know, loving yourself, your right. spouse, your children. So I basically knew what I wanted to address in terms of those various relationships. It was just about, you know, putting it together. And like I said, when the opportunity presented itself, it was on time. And thus, mm-hmm. I have the book.
Wow. And you're right. Like, most people, they don't know what they want to write about. Like, they know, or they may know they want to write a book, but they may not know, you know, like, what they want to write about. They don't have an outline of chapters and all of that. So, yes, sis, you was already ready, you know, like, to get this done. So, let's talk about being an author. What does that mean to you, for you to be an author of a book?
It is one of those things, it's still so surreal sometimes, because when you hear of authors, you know, it's always someone that you feel is so distant, so, you know, so far away, people that you hear about that aren't really tangible. But like, you know, you're from New Orleans, so you can say, well, you know, Louisiana, people like, wow, I know her. I went to school with her. You know, she's an author. So it's such a surreal feeling, especially when I actually had the book in my hand. You know, mm-hmm. when you're going through the process, you know, it's coming, And then it's like your baby, you know, it's coming, you're excited, you anticipate it. Mm-hmm. And then when you have it, when a book was in my hand, it was tangible. I'm like, oh my God, this is the sacrifice for the late nights and early mornings. You know, this is not hanging out with my friends. This is, you know, not spending as much time with my daughter. This is being in and out of relationships. All of that was a part of the process that I needed to birth my baby, which is this book. So it's still one of those things you're like, wow, you know, I'm an author. And my daughter, she's such a character. She's like, oh, mom, you know, my mom is an author. She was like, I'm going to have to get a copy of that book because I have a picture of she and I on the back.
Uh-huh.
And she was just so excited and passing out her flyers at school. And it just made me so happy to see her so proud of me.
Right.
And to be, you know, a testament and a testimony to her that, you know, you can do anything you put your mind to. You know, it's never too late. You know, you're never too old to follow your dreams or to accomplish your goals. So it was really good for me, for her to see that, you know, even though, you know, I'm a little older now, but wow, my mommy wrote a book and, you know, this is going to live on even when I'm gone. So it was a part of me leaving a legacy, but it was more so of me fulfilling my purpose, which I feel is the reason why God placed me here. You know, we all have a purpose.
Exactly.
And God has a plan. So with me already, you know, loving to speak and read and write, this was a way for me to make my mark on the world, for me to make my difference, for God to speak, you know, through me to help people to mend their broken hearts, to get that relationship right with Him as well as with their family members, to really understand how important relationships are and the crucial role that they play in our lives.
Right.
So, you know, when I think about being an author, it's about all those things. It's really about helping people to understand. You know, it's about speaking, but this is just the platform that I'm using to do it.
Right. That's deep, sis. I actually love that. Like, that's really deep. So tell me, like, what do you enjoy most about being an author?
The thing that I would say I enjoy the most is actually a few things. So it would be the speaking, but it would also be when people write me reviews. Like I just did, I'm a part of the circle. Mm-hmm. So my book was one of the books that the circle selected, in addition to another book, Life Lessons from Women in the Bible by Rhonda Kelly. And my book was, you know, like the other part of it, because it's both related to life lessons and relationships.
Right.
So just hearing the ladies, you know, provide their interpretations and how the book had blessed them and how they were really starting to view themselves differently in their relationships. You know, when you hear things like that, especially for authors and me, myself, you know, in particular, it's like, wow, you know, it's just such a feeling of accomplishment. Like, God, you know, that's why I made those sacrifices. You know, if one person, like you say, can read my book and learn a lesson and see themselves differently, can, you know, create a healthy relationship, can get something else out of it that I wanted to share, then that's such a huge accomplishment for me. And, you know, it feels like, wow, you did what you were designed to do. So I like the talk, as you can tell, but really I like the interaction, you know, engaging with the ladies and others about the book and just hearing their stories of, you know, how it blessed them and what they got out of it. That really touches me more than anything else.
Right. And it sounds so rewarding, you know, to be an author, just, you know, not just to write that book and get, you know, what you want out to people, but for it to bless and enhance other people's lives, because that book, somebody needed to read it. That book, you know, it has something in there that someone needs. So let's pivot to that. What message do you want readers who get your book to take away from it?
I know you want to hear these takeaways from her book. So sit tight. We're going to get a word from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
There are a few takeaways. So I have different things. Let me break them down to you. So the book is divided into three sections. Mm-hmm. It's living the life, learning the lessons, and loving the legacy. So that's the LLL, the live, learn, love. Mm-hmm. And under each section, I have chapters that relate to doing those things. So let's say for the first section, living the life, I have faith is, because everything begins with our faith. So that's my first chapter. Faith is, family matters, friends and finances. Those are the chapters that I put under living the life, because for me, living the life incorporates those things.
Right.
So then we get into the learning the lessons. So that's choices, chances, changes, commitment to cultivating relationships, and communication is the key. So that's a part of learning the lessons, okay? Yeah. And applying them to living the life. So the final section is loving the legacy. And that is, time is of the essence, true to me, and transforming light. So,
ooh, yes, ma'am.
Oh, you like that, huh, sis? So pretty much, there's so much to take away from it. You know, if you go chapter by chapter, there's something that you can take away from each chapter. Right. It just depends on, you know, how the book speaks to you and where you are at one, you know, at this point in your life.
Right.
Like with the circle, one of our ladies, she was stuck on faith for like 2 weeks. We had moved on and was on another chapter. She's like, hold up now, you know, I'm gonna catch up. I'm on this faith thing. So God was dealing with her, you know, and speaking to her about that. So that's where she needed to be. So she right. may tell you that's her favorite chapter because that's the one that spoke the most to her.
Right.
It just depends on where, you know, where you are and the message that you need. But it's all about healthy, meaningful relationships. And like I said, although all relationships are not created equally, I believe there are some basic elements or components that constitute healthy relationships.
Right.
So, you know, we all want love. You know, we want communication. We want trust. We want honesty, commitment, sacrifice,
yes.
forgiveness. Support. So, you know, all those elements are what relationships need in order to be healthy. Now, like I say, still acknowledging that what you may need in your relationship is different from what I may want to need, but those I believe are the basic elements. So you can just take away that and just learning to really appreciate yourself and appreciate others. So the true to me, that's about being true to who God created you to be. You know, not the person that you portray yourself to be, mm-hmm. not the person that people think you are, but the person that God has created you to be. And mm-hmm. who knows you better than God? You know, he created you outside of yourself. You know, that's where you can go to get your source. So it's so many takeaways. But like I said, it's just learning what's healthy. It's staying true to who you are, what does and does not work for you. It's learning to accept yourself, faults, flaws, and failures.
Right.
It's learning. I have some jewels like acknowledge, accept, adjust. So it's so many things that you can take away from the different chapters that I believe are beneficial mm-hmm. to everyone, no matter where they are in life, what they're going through, what type of relationship. I speak about having a healthy balance, time mm-hmm. management. So we can get caught up. You know, us women, we wear so many hats
yeah.
and we have so many roles. So we can get caught up, you know, in our relationships and our jobs and our businesses, and we're not taking the proper time that we need for ourselves.
Right.
You know, to give us that care that we need. And then it's also trickling down into our family relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're getting into it with your spouse because you don't have enough time. You're not spending time with the children. So it's just about maintaining a healthy balance and managing your time effectively. And I know personally that's something that I have struggled with and still do sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. from time to time, keeping it real. But it's just really taking a step back, because sometimes you have to step back.
Right.
You know, you have to acknowledge, you have to accept, and you have to adjust. So it's just some tips and techniques on how you can get that healthy relationship, the things that you can do and help your partner, spouse, and children do. And just, you know, acknowledge that God created us, you know, to be together. We weren't right. meant to be alone. So just acknowledging the people that are in our lives for the reasons and the seasons. And just knowing that when that season is over or when that reason is over, we don't have to have any ill will towards the person. You know, they right. were placed in our life. You know, they taught us something. We taught them something. It ended. You know, so now you move on. But you take that lesson with you. You know, you take that lesson, what you learned and what you taught with you, even though that relationship is over. You cherish it for what it was and you move on and, you know, maintain healthy, more meaningful relationships.
Right.
So I say you take away everything, girl. You take it all away if you want, but it's definitely, you know, like I said, you take away what you need. You
yeah.
know, that part may speak to you and another part may speak to someone else, but right. I believe it's all relative and it's all, you know, crucial and everyone, I believe, can take away something from it.
Honey, you was dropping some gems. So listeners, if y'all not taking notes, if y'all not paying attention, you might need to, because that is information that's needed. And there's so many broken relationships out there. There are so many people who are, you know, estranged from each other or not speaking to each other or just in a bad place with each other because they don't have the knowledge about like relationships and the things that go into them, you know. So who motivated or what motivated you to even write a book like this?
Well, I would say I had two motivations. So the book is dedicated to my paternal grandmother, Maggie, mm-hmm. I would say one of my greatest influences. Mm-hmm. Outside of my daughter. I gotta say my daughter, because if I don't, she's gonna say, you didn't mention my name, so she gets me together. But outside of that, I would have to say it was my grandmother first because of the lessons and values that she instilled in me. You know, I grew up in church, you know, from a strong mm-hmm. spiritual background. That foundation was laid. And she just always encouraged me to, you know, to stay in school, you know, to follow your dreams, to achieve your goals, you know, to be independent, to keep God first. So all the lessons and values that she instilled in me as a young child growing up, you mm-hmm. know, I took me to college when I went away to college to Virginia. You know, I just took those lessons and values with me throughout life, and I still have them now. And those are some of the values that I'm instilling in my daughter. So
right.
She was always there. You know, it was always love. It was just a place where I felt safe and secure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when she would get me together, you know how those grandmothers could be.
Yes, ma'am.
But it was always from a place of love, you know, and she's mm-hmm. no longer with me now. Well, here on earth, of course, she's always with me in my heart. Right. But, you know, it was always done with love, even when she had to, you know, chastise and discipline me. And that is one of the greatest influences. So, you know, when the idea came about, I'm like, relationships, because she is, outside of God and my daughter and myself, you know, the greatest relationship experience that I've had. So the book is dedicated to her.
Hmm. And
I just had to do it. I just had to do it because it was just so much love, you know, so much, you know, support. And, you know, I knew she was one person, you know, to the end, no matter what, right or wrong, you know, she loved me and she was there for me.
Right. Yeah. Grandmothers are always special. I can remember my grandmother, like, being able to sit on her lap and, you know, mm-hmm. her fixing us oatmeal every morning. Like, oh, I think that's amazing. Because grandmothers, that's special. Like, we love grandmothers. Like, we take care of them. Not that we don't love other family members, but they just...
Right. We love them all. We love them all, but...
Yes, it's just something about grandma. Yeah, it's just
something about those, right? Something about those grandmothers, son. I agree with your sis. And mm-hmm. like you know, I would go over there, you know, even when I would come home, it was just where I always wanted to be. You know, it was, you know, sitting at the kitchen table, you know, eating yep. food. When I would come home from college, my girls would come over. It was like the hangout spot. We get our plans right. together. It was just, you know, like back in the days when, you know, when it was like that. That's just how I felt every time I walked through the door, you know.
Right.
She would have been in the kitchen at the table, cooking, you know, watching her stories, or, you know, just, it was just always a place where I felt loved and safe. And I knew that, you know, outside of a good soulful meal, I would get some, you know, some lessons. I would get some life.
Right.
And that was very important, you know, especially growing up at that time.
Yeah, that's so true. Like, I can remember, like, definitely coming. We stayed with my grandmother for, like, a long time. And I always remember coming home from school to those arms, like, waiting for a hug, waiting for a kiss, you know, all of those things. So I really, really, like, applaud you for honoring your grandmother and your daughter in such a timely and, you know, needed book, something like that, you know. And those are where we actually, you know, learn relationships initially. It's from those people who love and care and nurture us, you know, in those right. areas. So I really, hats off to you, my sister. Like, that is just amazing. For something like that. So writing a book like this, has definitely had to do something for your relationships now. Now, give us the secrets.
I know y'all want to hear the secret to the relationship thing. So, we got to take a break and get a word from our sponsor, but we'll be right back.
Well, let me tell you something. It does. It did and it does. And I'm going to say that because, you know, when you're writing, when you're living, the process is still going. You know, you're still living. It's, life right. doesn't stop because you're writing a book. So right. at one point in a book, I was in a relationship. And at one, another point in the book, I wasn't in a relationship. But I say that. I got to keep it real now.
Right.
I say that to say, you know, life was going on. And it's learning to really embrace the season. So, and I speak about, you know, a couple of relationships in a book. So that right. was, you know, the reason season lifetime. So for that season, you know, we were good for each other. You know, yeah. I served a purpose. He served a purpose.
Right.
And like I said, when the purpose was over, you know, it was no ill will. We're still cool, you know, still text, still, you know, holler at each other. But that was what needed to take place at that time. Mm-hmm. So now, because I have lived and learned and loved, I am more mindful of the choices that I make when it comes to relationships. Because I can't write the book and talk about it and not be about it. You know, I got to live this thing.
Right.
So now I have to be more mindful of the decisions that I make in relationships. Like I say, you know, acknowledging them. Every relationship or every guy isn't meant to be my boyfriend, my man. You know, some may, you know, just meant to be friends. Some may, you know, meant to be like a brother. Some may meant to be like a mentor. So it's just knowing the place and the purpose. And right. the issue that I feel we make is we try to place people in the wrong category.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make a reason a person a season of lifetime. So yeah. that's when we come, you know, that's how we have the problems, because we don't understand or know their purpose and God's purpose for them in our lives. So currently I am single, but that is my choice. I am embracing yeah. my season of singleness because I feel that this is what I need to be now for where I'm headed.
Right.
I do relationship coaching. So, you know, you don't have to be. And I did another podcast and the guy was like, well, shouldn't you be in a relationship if you're a relationship coach? And I'm like, I'm in all kinds of relationships, you know?
Thank you.
I'm in a relationship with God, with myself, with my daughter, with my family. So, you know, I don't have to be in a romantic, but, you know, it's right. still the same thing. So right. it's just learning to really appreciate where you are. And like I said, right. I feel that this is where I need to be at this time.
Right.
But you know, I'm a high commodity now. But
hello, like, just, yeah.
This is just, you know, where I need to be, and I'm totally fine with it because, like right. I said, because I've lived and learned, I'm not just gonna jump in a relationship just to say I have somebody. You know, exactly. and it's not right, it's not lining up. So, you know, if it takes me a little longer, I'm perfectly fine with that because I believe that this is God's assignment. I do have some other things and projects that I'm working on, and I do want to stay focused because right. as much as we love relationships, they can get you off track. You know, we become so absorbed in a relationship, in a person, we kind of forget who we are, what we're supposed to be doing sometimes.
Exactly.
So for me, especially now, you know, sis is good. Like, okay, you got some other things you're working on. Not that, you know, you don't want nobody there to, you know, spend that time with, but I know myself. That's going to distract me and have me lose sight of what I need, and I can't afford it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I agree with you 1,000% because I think sometimes people get it twisted. Like, I'm glad you got him right together. I don't need to be in a relationship romantically with someone to speak on something that right. I have been in. I think what they say, history is the best teachers. Going mm-hmm. through something is the best way for you to be able to reach back and teach somebody else about something.
Right.
So I think that is, I think people like that, you and I who've been in relationships, like I've been married, I'm now divorced, I am mm-hmm. happily single. Being single has totally helped me help other people
right.
who may be in marriages, who may be struggling. I'm like, look, sis, let me tell you, this is where my downfall was.
Right.
And not to really speak on your marriage, but just to see, okay, well, you was going, you on this path that I was on, that led to the demise, you know, right, of my marriage or my relationship. So I think we can speak very candidly and very truthfully, right, about relationships. And being single allows me to do everything I want to do, honey. That's, I ain't got to check no time. I ain't got to check no account, ask permission for nothing from nobody but the Lord. It, right, gives me time, like you say, to focus on those things that are important to me, or that are an integral part of what I need to be doing. I can stay, you know, focused. And you said something else too that I really liked. And you said we need to hold ourselves accountable for the relationships that we get in. Like, we always, mm-hmm, want to blame someone else for why something goes wrong. That was a seasonal person, honey, you trying to hold on to. And that's why it could not be working. I love, yes, that you said that, because sometimes we don't want to acknowledge or even take responsibility for the relationships that we choose to be in.
It's a choice, right? It's a choice. And just like you choose to be in them, you can choose to get out of them. Exactly. So chapter 4 is choices, chances, changes. And you know, you when you make a choice, you take a chance. And if you want something to be different, you have to make that change. So, you know, I speak about the choices that we make. This is life. You know, sometimes we make good choices. Sometimes we make not so good choices. But it's about learning the lessons, not about beating ourselves up because we made a mistake. We're human. We're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. You know, we're going to fail and fall. But it's about learning the lesson. It's about, mm-hmm, learning the lesson from the relationship, because it was meant to teach you something. You were in it for a reason. So at some point in time, you wanted to be in it. There was something that you liked, right, about that person. It was a certain way that they made you feel. You know, you had a, yeah, child. So there was something that connected you to that person at that point in time. But now, as we know, time goes on.
Right.
You know, so even when that happens, it's just about learning how to acknowledge it, to embrace it, and to accept it. You know, the relationship served its purpose. I learned the lesson. I taught a lesson. So how am I going to use what I've learned,
right,
to be in my next relationship? You know, to not make the same mistake, to make better choices in my next relationship, no matter what type it is.
Right. Right. That's so good. Oh my gosh, you are dropping so many gems. I know the listeners really, really enjoyed it. And I certainly have enjoyed talking to you. So what are some upcoming projects that you have in the works?
Well, I have the workbook To Live, Learn, Love with an Open Heart. I do have an interactive workbook. I'm currently working on a 30-day devotional journal. And there is another book project that I'm working on outside of some you know, speaking engagement, podcast interviews, mostly virtual now with COVID-19.
Yeah. But
I do have a few things coming up in the works. I'm going to be hosting a book club next month for My Sister Cole, which is an organization I'm a part of on Facebook.
Okay.
I will be hosting their book club for the month of August. So, you know, it's free to all jump on. I can give that information for you to share.
Okay.
My book was also selected as Book of the Month for Writers Rock Worldwide. So I'll be doing their podcast interview after they read it, probably sometime next month. And okay, I am also going to be a part of the Singles Chat on August 17, I believe, the third Friday,
okay,
with Pastor Miners, and that's a local church here in New Orleans. So they've started something monthly called Singles Chat. So I'm going to actually be a part of that next month.
Oh,
so I have a few things I'm working on.
You busy, sis. You got stuff going on, baby. I'm telling you, this information you giving, it is so needed. And especially now, folks at home, they with each other, you know? So it's ever most so needed now, you know, that you know how to act and, you know, you really learn some things. So I have certainly enjoyed talking with you. You have truly blessed
me.
And I know that you have blessed the readers, the listeners as well, and your readers with your book. So share how we can get connected with you and also how we can purchase the book.
Okay. So the book is on Amazon Kindle. It's also on Barnes and Noble. Okay. The book is Live, Learn, Love with an Open Heart, Life Lessons on Cultivating Healthy and Meaningful Relationships. I know that's a long title. If you go on Amazon and put Live, Learn, Love, a few options will pop up. You'll see me with this big, beautiful red dress with an open heart picture. You'll see a picture of me on the cover. You can also check out my website, terisherell.com, and that is spelled TERICECHERELL. You can find me on Facebook at Teresha Rell, and also I have a book page, Live, Learn, Love. And on Instagram, I am Teresha Rell. So we can give all that information so we can tag them in. But go on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, you'll find my book. Hit me up, reach out, send me an email, a DM, a message. Yes. I'm available. I'm just so happy to share with you because I really believe, you know, it's going to bless you. But it has already. But like I said, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. There's a lesson to learn, you know, for everybody in any type of relationship. And I just really, you know, like to share that. And relationships should be beneficial.
That's right.
And loving, you know, for all parties, even if it's a business partnership, it needs to be healthy. So, you know, it's all relationships. Don't think, oh, live, learn, love. But the only way to do that, the only way to live, learn, and love is with an open heart.
That's it.
That's the only way you can give and receive the pure, unconditional love of God. And I'm very big on that part. You know, people say live, learn, love, and that's fine, but your heart has to be open. If you live and learning and loving and your heart not open, you're not receiving. Mm-hmm. You're not receiving. And for me, that's just what this life is about. If you can live, if you can love, and if you can learn with an open heart, that's pretty much everything you need to have to succeed, in my opinion. If you can do those three things, you pretty much figure this life out.
That's true. That's so, so true. That's, I think if people stop and think, like if they just stop for a moment and they hustle and bustle and apply those principles you talk about, but even just think about relationships in a whole, that is what makes us who we are. Like, we can't function without connection. We have to have some kind of connection. And that comes with having a relationship with someone.
Having a relationship. That's right, sis.
Yeah.
And like I said, for me, the most important is that relationship with God.
Yeah.
Having that spiritual foundation. Because He's the ultimate relationship. You know, He wants to be the ultimate. And He is the perfect example of the relationship.
Right.
He has all the components. You know, He's loyal. He's trusting.
Yes,
He's
he
forgiving.
Is.
You know, he made sacrifices. He sacrificed His only Son. So if you want an example of a relationship or the person to be, it would be God for me. So yes. I start with that. Like I said, for me, you know, I'm very spiritual. Everything starts with your faith, with that foundation. And outside of that, having that relationship, God helps you to know who you are.
Yep.
Helps you to know, you know, who He created you to be. So you have to, you know, have that element. And from that, like I said, after that, your family, that's the first experience and understanding you have with a relationship.
Exactly.
But even those family relationships, like you said, that may be broken, that need to be mended. There are ways that we can combat that. You know, it may just be miscommunication. You want to break these generational curses. You're not speaking to this person. You know, you don't even know.
Right.
So it's just about getting to the root and digging deep and really learning, you know, and I mean, and everything. Some people, you have to love them from a distance.
Right.
You know, it's not just to accept everything that somebody does to you, but okay, you know, this person, because we all have them in our family, you know, the ones you could live with and the ones you can't live without. So it's just knowing who they are. And that's where the acknowledge, accept, adjust comes from. You know who they are, how they are. You acknowledge, okay?
Right.
You accept that this is them, and you adjust. Well, I know how to handle you. Mm-hmm. I know how to deal with you. You know, mm-hmm. I don't have to hate you. I can still love you, but I just don't fool with you in that man.
Exactly.
So it's just about knowing where you are and where they are. But as I speak to the mending and healing of relationships, it's all about communication.
That's
and
true.
We know that. That is the biggest factor in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because communication is so, you know, it's like oxygen. You know, that's what my mom told me. It's like oxygen is so crucial, and there's different forms of communication.
Right.
So we have verbal, we have written, we have oral, we have nonverbal. You know, we can make those facial expressions. You know, we could be saying some things with our eyes, you know, in our mouth. So,
I don't have
right.
Yeah.
So it's just being mindful that although we're saying one thing, it can be you know, can come off or be communicated or misunderstood as something else. So mm-hmm. that's why you want to make sure the lines of communication are open. So you hear me say this, and then you know, that's why we have to communicate. Right. And I'd be like, well, no, that's not what I meant. You know, maybe you right. misunderstood. And it could be as simple as that. But when people don't try to communicate, they misunderstand. Now they hate you. They're not dealing with you. They talking about you. And it was mm-hmm. all a simple misunderstanding that could have been rectified. You know, if you had just come to me, I come to you. And we tried to get to the bottom of it.
Right. Right. Yeah. Communication definitely is key in any type of relationship. It's the
right.
the foundation. It's how it breathes and functions and moves. So, yeah, I love that you shared that with us. But all of your information is going to be in the show notes. We'll make sure that everybody knows how to get the book, how to connect with you, how that they can follow you and all of that. So again, I really, really thank you so much for being a part, coming on, dropping them gems for the audience to hear. I mean, it is so needed, especially at a time, you know, like right now. So I certainly appreciate you coming on.
And thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure. Anytime I can talk about living, loving, and learning and talk about this book, I'm down for it. So thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
And for allowing me to come on and share with your guests and try to help them get these relationships right.
Yes, yes. Well, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for tuning in to The Convo. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to subscribe on Anchor or Apple Podcasts.